What's going on, people? This is your boy DJ A-Ron alongside my brother, as always, Cornbread. This is episode 181 of the A-Squared Podcast, and we are back with another one, man. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. But Antonio, how are you, my brother?
Goody, dope.
What?
How are you? What you got going on,
man? What up,
world? I know you traveling the world, bro.
What up, world? Hey, appreciate y'all always. Love and subscribe to the channels. Make sure, you know, asquarepodcast.com, bro. We still with the movement. We got something cooking up. It's almost October, dog. Almost October. Yeah. So, you know, we got some working on something.
It was just July yesterday.
It was just July yesterday.
Yeah, it's wild.
We just got, bro. Just got done mowing the grass and stuff, bro. Hey, man, I'm gonna have to call one of my people. Hey, come.
Yeah. It's so real. It's real out there.
It wasn't too hot. Now imagine if you was doing cooler.
Yeah. So you're in good shape right now.
Yeah,
just wait on that. Just go get your salt right now to get ahead of the game, bro.
Salt,
because you know, Atlanta, they just shut down, bro.
They shut down. I'm gonna be playing Call of Duty.
I need you.
I ain't worried about it.
I need you to be able to get out of your driveway.
I can get out of my bro. I'm from the mud. What you mean? I'm finna get out. This Toyota my car is 14 years old. It's seen some things. Trust me. I ain't worried about that, man. But how the weekend been, man? I mean, I'll let you go first because yours is, you know, a little bit more important. Well, I guess they're equal. So, they're equal. We'll go over.
Yeah. So I had a great, I'd say I had a really great weekend. So the first thing I'll start out by saying is that I thought this weekend we were supposed to go to my father-in-law's, his birthday party. So everybody was in the DM. in the group messages talking about spades and talking about this, that, and the third. I said, hey, I'm coming out of retirement, bro. Because I've been retired from spades for about a year. I've got set a retirement out there.
I'm sorry to the spades players out there, bro. His dude is ass.
No. Crazy, bro. So I say, hey, man, I'm coming out of retirement, bro. So they clowning me. They making all the jokes. All right, cool. So time is ticking. I'm just out the shower, getting all my stuff together. I hear people upstairs. I'm like, bro, the one thing that people know about me, I don't like when people just show up either at my house unannounced, just random. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what's going on. So when I heard people, I said, she already know. I said, she already know, and I'm finna be hot. And I texted her while I was on the way upstairs. I said, what is happening right now? Because I'm mad, bro. So I get ready. I go upstairs. I see two of my friends up there, which her friends, it's mutual friends, people we went to high school with. I say, hey, what's up, man? Dap everybody up. I said, y'all going over her parents' house too? They said, no, we here for you. I said, no, you ain't. it ain't for me, right? They said, no, it is. And they start pulling out all these birthday decorations and stuff. And I'm like, so y'all getting it ready for him or what? What are y'all doing? Because I need to know if I need to help or, you know, whatever the case may be. They're like, no, we told you it was all you. All of a sudden, the music started playing and people just started showing up. So it was a surprise birthday party put together by the wife. All my friends came. It was so random, bro. Like, I had no idea. And so the reason why she did it, you know, ahead of my actual birthday is because obviously I'm going to be in Atlanta with you. We're going to be doing some work, right? Yep. So it was an incredible time, bro. So much fun. I don't even remember what happened after me and my guy OJ started
your shoes on.
Bro. Oh, I had them. Yes, I did. Right. But hey, after me and my guy OJ, after we start doing the Diddy Bop and we start doing all that, I don't remember shit else. I don't remember nothing, bro. Blackout.
Hilarious.
So,
man.
But it was a great night, man. It was a great time. Our friends was there. We was all dancing in the living room, like playing 2000s music. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. We were just kicking it. It was a great time, bro. And I appreciate her for doing that. That was very dope.
Shout out to the wife.
So that was my week. I'm still coming down off of that.
Shout out to the wife. Like I said, she messaged me about the surprise party, you know what I'm saying? And I wish I would have made it, but and I already knew I was gonna be with you on your birthday, but my son's birthday was that weekend. You know what I'm saying? So we already planned to be in Orlando. So I was running around with 4 10-year-olds, man. They were running around, terrorizing, choking each other in the water, DDT. Like, bro, what is y'all doing, dog? And then they get mad at each other. Like, come on, bro. What y'all think, man? But son turned 10, which is crazy. You know, about to have a fifth grader next year. So that's going to be pretty cool. But he had a great time. Shout out to the family with that as well. So that's what I was doing too, DJ. I'll be moving, shaking and grooving, baby.
Yeah, shaking, man. Grooving, man.
But it was good, though. It was good.
It's been great. It's been great. So where would you like to start, man? There's so much stuff going on out there, but, you know. Where would Antonio like to start? Because I can get canceled. It doesn't matter to me, bro. It truly doesn't matter.
Let's go with.
We got breaking news today.
It's a reason. Okay, go over to breaking news. Go over to breaking news.
All right, I go to the breaking news. So after 27 years, Tupac's alleged murderer has been arrested as of this morning. Now we heard about this guy multiple times. This dude could not stay off of Vlad TV, bro. Doing every interview possible over the course of mad years, all these interviews, everything about just about Tupac and life and so on and so forth. So back in June, they went to his residence and they raided it. And they never told us what they found in there or anything. They didn't arrest him or nothing, but they found a bunch of stuff. It was alleged that they had found, you know, a murder weapon, a gun, you know, a bunch of documents and stuff like that, so on and so forth. But the arrest actually came today. And I want to get your thoughts on it and see how you feel about it, because it's been 27 years and it's a wild story, bro. You know this story, it will never die. That and Biggie, bro. We'll be telling those, doing those movies forever, bro. But what's your thoughts?
So for me, these are one of those moments where, like you said, it happened in 1996. I was born in 86. So I was 10 years old. Exactly. We were just talking about my 10-year-old son. I remember exactly where I was.
Same
street. I was in the car and they had the radio on. And it came across that, you know, Tupac had been shot. And he's been shot before, so you don't think none of it. It's like, all right, it is what it is. And he died. So that memory is ingrained in my head, just like where I remember where I was with 9/11. I remember, you know what I'm saying? Like certain things, the Boston bombing, I remember where I was at. So certain things in my head, I remember where I was at. And saying all that, bro, this don't mean shit, bro. This 27 years later, come on, dog. Like, just... we talk about people getting indicted and arrested all the time, bro. I need to see charges. I need to see prison time. That's when it's get real to me.
He's got to do it. It's got to do the due
process. No, correct. Correct.
Due diligence, though. It's got to go through everything.
But 27 years of due diligence. Like, come on, bro. Like, people are dead. Probably the person who was driving is dead by now, right? So it's like you're not getting that correct justice. Unfortunately, people go to prison all the time for being wrongly accused, right? But at least arrest somebody, accuse them, then they'd be like, oh, okay, well, it really wasn't you. It just seemed like it was he died good. It is what it is. You know, let's slow down this West Coast, East Coast beef. So for me, it doesn't make breaking news for me, because I when I see a trial, when I see they come down and say, all right, you get life or whatever it is, and they can prove it, that's when I'm going to start like, all right, good, good. But now this... right now, this is the early Tory Lanez stages for me, bro. I need to see somebody get cooked up, bro. So that's how I feel about it, though, DJ. What's up with you, man?
So for me, this has always been an interesting topic. I, just like you, remember exactly where I was, exactly when it happened. And I was just like, oh, he got shot again? That's crazy. I go back outside, I'm still playing basketball, bro. It's, you know what I'm saying? Then you find out, you know, that he's gone. And we didn't have like the internet and all that stuff. That stuff wasn't popping like that. So like it was just on the news. Literally, it was just the helicopters and he's in this hospital and so on and so forth. Like I remember that, like those times. So I will start out by saying this. I'm glad that they found somebody. that they're able to, you know, at least put this on somebody and start somewhere. Because 27 years of nothing, that crazy. To me is wild.
Crazy. Wild.
That to me is beyond unbelievable. But even what's more crazy is, again, I go back to the point where I said, this dude was doing interviews on every situation. So basically he was telling on that he was some part of this, you know, that had happened or something. You know what I'm saying? And then the second thing is, why do you, if it is true, the allegedly the weapon was there and all this stuff, why? Like, are you just going to be like, hey, before I die, man, I just want to let my grandchildren know, hey, look, this was the gun.
Now listen to me.
Hey.
They've been saying aliens was here for the 36 years of my existence, and I've believed it every time.
Yeah.
I do not believe that somebody kept a murder weapon for 27 years when they killed the most popularest figure other than Michael Jackson at the time. Impossible, bro. I don't believe it, bro. Stop the cat.
Hey.
Stop the cat, bro. Stop
if
it.
The gun, hey, if the glove fit, if the glove fit, you can't acquit. We gonna see what happens, right?
They arrested OJ the damn near the same day, and they couldn't prove that he murdered his wife and her side dude.
Well,
but yet you telling me that they found a murder weapon 27 years and he had it in his possession. Like, come on, bro. Stop it, bro. I don't believe it.
It's wild.
Don't believe it.
Wild. You want to know what else is wild?
What's up, dog?
Britney Spears, bro.
Now, she had OJ's weapon.
Now, listen. Both of them.
Now, she killed him.
Okay.
Britney Spears definitely killed OJ's wife, bro.
For years, bro, for years, many years, we all said, free Britney, bro. Free Britney. It's not right to have somebody control your life when you are the person that was you're the person doing all the work.
Facts.
You are the artist. Since you are a child, you're the artist, amazing artist, worldwide known, all this stuff. For years, even us black folks was like, man, free Britney, man. That's bogus what they doing to her. I'm here to tell you right now, Antonio, we was wrong, bro. We was wrong. We were rooting for her, bro. We were all rooting for her. We're wrong, bro. We need to all be called up front. And you know who needs to say, hey, I told y'all, her dad her was pops. Right, bro. And now he's nowhere to be seen. You see how he letting this shit play out, bro?
Yeah.
I love his energy with all this.
That's a fact.
But she got to go, bro.
Hey, it reminds me of, and we ain't going to talk about the situation, but we took a cruise.
We did.
And y'all blame somebody for somebody's behavior.
That's a fact.
And then that someone said, just wait. So that's what it feel like to me. Hey, we going to keep that.
Listen. Hey. I don't know nothing. All I know is that we were wrong, and I'm okay to say that we're wrong. But Britney Spears, I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt because all she was doing was dancing in her house. Like for the past few years, she just dances,
she
has fun.
Bad out here, see, bro.
She does. She looks bad, bro.
She looks bad.
But I was giving her the benefit of the doubt because I'm like, man, she hasn't been able to do coke, fentanyl.
No, she's doing all that.
No, but what I'm saying is she didn't have the chance to do all that yet.
Okay.
They had her on lockdown. They was
so
giving
now
her,
she gets the chance.
They was giving her medicine and all that stuff and locking her up in the room. So now she like, man, I'm finna light this stogie, some weed, some other drugs.
She on human remain dust or something. I don't know what. This chick.
I gave her
who's
the benefit.
Who's giving her a phone, bro? How does she pay for a phone?
I gave her the benefit of the doubt while just letting her dance, but then she pulled out the knives.
Remember they took like Donald Trump's live away? Like he couldn't go live anymore. I think like Kevin Samuels, they took him away.
They blocked
him. The Ukrainian brothers or whoever they are, you know what I'm saying? They took their live away. Take Britney Spears live away.
Listen.
She can't go live. Take the button away.
First of all, you got to visualize this for the people that haven't seen it yet. Before y'all watch it, I'm telling y'all, she's dancing with two knives. I need y'all to look both of the dogs in their face because they know exactly what the hell's going on. They know a lot more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And when they looked like, when they did that, I said, it's not good. And then she said, cling, cling. I said, somebody's going to die. Then she's going to have the audacity to go online after that and say, it's almost Halloween. They're fake knives. Give me a break. Hey, I know Kling Kling when I hear it, bro. I know exactly what Kling Kling means. I know somebody's going to get sliced up.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's ugly out here, man.
I want to stay on music, though, but is almost October, like we said, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So, you know, shout out to all the survivors out there or the people who are dealing with it, you know. Obviously, with stage one being that you do have breast cancer, right? It's in a central location. Stage two is it's in two different locations, but it is confirmed. And then stage four is, you know, it's spread more than those two locations. So make sure y'all go get checked out, you know, and much health and power to those people who are diagnosed, man. And check out I think we got like two episodes of breast cancer from Northside.
I think it's more like
three. Like two or three. Yeah, man. So we got some bangers, man. We got some bangers.
Yeah, definitely.
But speaking of music, bro. I want to talk about, remember when Drake was dropping like certain music?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's hot. But it was AI and Rihanna and Bad Bunny and all
that's
that.
That's a fact. Yeah.
I think I cracked the code, bro.
Uh-oh. What
cold
you got?
Case. I think Nas is AI, bro.
No, it's bro, don't real, do that. Bro.
It's not
don't
real.
Don't do that.
I gave Nas his flowers about a month ago because he just dropped a new album, and I moved the buck to my number three overall over Eminem because he's dropping bangers year after year after year, like just dropping them like out of nowhere. My man just dropped another album, Magic 3. No, I don't.
This is the final. This is the final one.
No, bro. This dude, he never even dropped out. This is AI. I can't.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and let you do that with one of our legends, bro.
Accept this, bro.
You got to.
There's no way this man dropped 2 to 3 albums this year, bro. And it's like it's effortless. It's phenomenal, bro. And the album's just all right, but it's past that to me. It's the fact
it's
that
bigger
he's dropping
than that.
Stuff. It's bigger than that. Because Lil Wayne just dropped the album, and I almost turned it off, bro. I don't know, but that's just me.
I ain't listened to it yet, so.
Let us know. But he just dropped the album, so shout out to Nas again, because I don't get this, bro. And he, even on the album, he like, by the time you listen to this one, I already made the next one. I said, oh my, like, so kudos to him. And then I want to talk about somebody who's the female Kanye. I know you ain't gonna like this, DJ.
Bro, I already know where you're going.
It's a reason I got her shirt on today, bro.
This was ridiculous, bro.
Doja Cat. She is a nutbull to the 10th power. I hate her antics. I hate looking at her. I hate following her. I want to unfollow her every time I see her on Instagram. I just want to unfollow her.
This is so disrespectful, bro.
But she dropped that album with that little fire, good. And this is coming from the DJ. He needs to play Doja Cat.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead.
I'm going to let you finish. All right.
No, that's it. I just have to get my piece off. Go ahead.
I'm going to give it to you. It is a good album.
Hey.
The production is good. I never said she couldn't rap. She's a goofy, bro.
A goofy.
But my only issue with you on this is, exactly what you just said. You said she liked a female Kanye, right? I need you to keep that same energy when it comes to her and Kanye then.
I do. What you mean?
You did not.
How
you
not?
Like, just give me the album. The album is out.
That's the same. That's
Kanye's
the same
album
Kanye.
Was out.
Right.
Kanye album was out. You ain't giving the same energy, bro. You unfollowed, you blocked Kanye. You
I
did
never
her.
Followed
bro,
him.
Bro, you talked
I can't
about, you see what I'm saying? Do you see how crazy? Hey, look, he talking about God. So you won't follow God. You go follow the devil. Do you see where I'm going with this? This is insane.
To my offense, I followed her before she was the devil. I don't know what this is. I definitely need to unfollow her, though. I hate it. I hate watching her.
And you know what the thing is? What? She don't care.
I know.
She
I know.
Keeps telling y'all she don't care. She don't fuck with y'all. Like, she don't fuck with her own fans.
Yeah. That's true. That's
and
true,
so
bro.
She'll say that, and then she'll be like, no, I'm just playing. I fuck with y'all. But for real, I might not fuck with y'all. I'm like, hey, bro. Wow.
Yeah, I hate her antics. What a passion, bro. I'm like, just drop the music. And she dropped the music, and I liked it, man. I like a couple. It's
I'm
about,
glad.
About three or four bangers that I really, you know, keep good. In rotation. So shout out to Doja Cat, man. But that's all I got on music, man.
I got more on music.
Okay.
All right, bro. Now, this is where I come into play, because this is... I'll say I was joking with everybody when I was like, Puffy's coming. Diddy is coming. I know he got an album. I know he's got something coming. I've been hearing about it and everything like that. So I joke with people because everybody's like, man, Puffy can't rap. He ain't never been a rapper. I understand he's a producer. I get it. You're telling me something I already know. But I said he's coming, making my jokes. Everybody laugh. And then he dropped the album, bro. Antonio, this is probably one of the greatest produced albums I've ever heard.
Okay.
I'm not talking. Here's what I mean. Every single song, I think it's like maybe 19, something like that on there. From one to the end, every song on there is phenomenal production. The beats are perfect. The layering is perfect. And what's also magical about this album is he don't have a bunch of superstars on there. He got the people we rock with, like Jazzy. You know, Jazzy is on there. Some new people, some new girls. You know what I'm saying? Just all new girls. And it sounds so phenomenal. I think the only big main feature he has is obviously the Weeknd song is going around. He's got Mary J. Blige sounding like Mary from 1994. He's got the song with him and Justin Bieber. I didn't even know Justin Bieber could sing, bro. Honestly, I just think he would just be talking.
Justin Bieber, yeah.
He'd just be talking and he'd be mellow melody, bro. Like, I don't, but he got these songs on there, and it's another song called Stay that make it just feels like the early 2000s, you know, with that beat and everything. And it's phenomenal, bro. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I've listened to it. It is R&B, but the thing about it is, it's like, the first maybe like 8 songs, he's getting into his kind of like the bop. You know what I'm saying? It sounds really good. And then it fades into the real R&B, like the old school R&B. And we've been missing that because everybody is just talking about sex and what they can do with it, with this and that and so on and so forth. So the R&B portion of hip hop is missing right now. And he solved it. Like, this is phenomenal. And the other part about it I like a lot is that he's not really doing a lot of rapping. He's only giving you like 4 bars on a track. So it's not like he's like the old albums where he'll just give you a 16 bar, have somebody write for him. You know, Red Cafe has been one of his guys.
Jadakiss or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's been very minimal, but it's all perfect. It's literally perfect. I couldn't ask for a better album right now. We got some good music out there, bro. Really good music.
And like I said, you did send it to me. You know, I've been moving and shaking traveling and stuff. So I've been bumping, like I said, the Nas and Doja Cat. And like I said, Lil Wayne just dropped today. So
but I'm gonna check it out. Little thing. Busta Rhymes on, I think it's track 3. Busta Rhymes switching his flow up in like mid verse was dope. Very dope. He goes from like one level to like another level. Like, it's very dope. Like, Busta still, he got it.
Yeah.
He still got it, bro. So
he's a beast, man. Okay.
That's what I got for that. What else you got for me, bro?
I wanna get your take on something, and then I gotta tell a story. So it is homecoming season, man. Shout out to all those people who've maybe going to their dance the first time, you know, in high school. Football season, you got the parade and everything like that. So I want us to go back to, you know, high school, DJ. Tell me about your homecoming experiences, or if you enjoyed it, you didn't go, what? Like, talk to me.
I went solo. I lived across the street from the school, obviously. You remember that. But, so basically I went and I just linked up with my people that was there and we all just hung out. Like, it was fun, but I think that I feel like I missed out on something. And what that is I didn't ask any girls to go, you know, you want to go to homecoming or whatever. I didn't ask for that. I just showed up. Like, I just want to hang out and kick it. But I do wish I had have done that and had that experience, had those pictures and those memories, you know, and things like that. So I was more like on the outside, you know what I'm saying? But that is a regret of mine. I will say that. Definitely that and like the proms. I wish I had done that stuff. You know what I mean? So I unfortunately just went and kicked it with my friends, which was a good thing. I mean, we still hung out. It was still a good time, but I didn't get the other parts of it.
I understand. So for me, you know, I've had the opposite experience.
Right.
You know, I was homecoming king 2 out of 4 years. I had a, you know, my girl, I was with my girl from sophomore to senior year. So I always had a date, even freshman year, I had a date. So, I kicked it as well, like you said, you know, but, so me with my experience, I loved homecoming first off, because it was usually my birthday week. I don't know why homecoming is so early now. It's always, you know, in the middle of October when I was growing up, but it was my birthday week. Football, I had to focus on that and cook up whoever we was playing, and then I'd still have fun, you know, kicking it with my people. So homecoming was always a great time for me. So I say all that. I hopefully my little brother don't mind me telling the story, you know what I'm saying? But my little brother, a freshman now, man, he went to, I said, hey, bro, you going to homecoming? He's like, I said, Bro, you better go to homecoming, bro. Like, this is like you said, this is the memory time. This is when you get to meet new people. You get to be around actually the older people so they can look out for you or guide you and stuff like that, because you're around seniors now and juniors and sophomores.
Right.
Put your face out there. Maybe a teacher might be chaperoning, and then now you kick it with them and they look out for you, right?
That's
so it's like
fact.
This is you got to start networking and stuff like that. So I had to educate him on that. So okay. I hear you. Cool. Said, man, you going with a chick? What's up? I said, what you mean? Bro, you better shoot your shot at every one of these chicks out here, bro. You better go with a chick. Go. So he called me. Hey, Tonio, man, I asked the girl if she'll go. I said, ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Boy, what she say? She said no. I said, oh.
It's all right, man.
Hey, that's the beginning. We good. I said, all you need is, you know me, bro. All you need is one yes.
That's
the
it.
The answer is already no. All you need is that one yes. I said, but go ahead, ask again. You know, go with plan B. Let's see what plan B is. So about a week passed. Hit me up. Guess what? He called me excited. I said, talk to me nice. What up?
Uh-oh.
I asked the second one. She said yes. I said, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what's up, man. That's
Let's
what's
go.
Up.
Hey, congratulations.
I love it.
Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? When homecoming come up, cool. You ready for the story, DJ?
That's why I ain't say nothing, because I already knew. I already know something getting ready to pop off. Go ahead. Go on. Floor is yours.
My man FaceTime me. It's game time. Friday. It's game time. Going to the parade. Cool. You going to that game? The football game? He's like, nah, they suck. I said, yeah, they do suck. That's a fact. But if you get a chance, go to the game. It's a great experience. Yeah. They usually do the people who are in the Hall of Fame. You get to see that inductee of homecoming, but he didn't end up going. So cool. I mean, hey, he went to a game before. Cool. Saturday, calls me, FaceTime. Hey, homecoming time. I said, that's what I'm talking about. What you wearing? Show me the fit. Send me pictures. Let's get it. All right, cool. On the way to homecoming, another FaceTime call. I said, what's good, bro? You straight? Like, you shouldn't be calling me. I don't understand. Like, this ain't the time
person.
To call me, bro. What's up? Man, I'm nervous, man. I said, I like that. You nervous, but you trust me. All that. Everybody's nervous. All the freshmen are going to be nervous. It's okay.
Yep.
You're going to be good, bro. I said, you going to pick up your date or, you know, what y'all doing? You meeting her and blah, blah. He said, I'm going to meet her there. I said, cool. You get her some flowers? Get her some flowers?
Why didn't you have this conversation?
I said,
bro,
hey,
we have to stop assuming that everybody knows everything, bro.
I said, hey, bro. You ain't got her no flowers, dog? I didn't know I was supposed to get it. I said, stop the car, bro. I'm about to cash app y'all some money, and my mom listening. So I'm like, I'm looking like at her too. Like, what's going on, man?
Come on,
bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Stop what y'all doing. Cash app, you go get you some flowers. He go get some flowers from the store. Cool. Send me a picture. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, go time. All right, bet. You ready for the story, DJ?
Please. Floor is yours, bro.
Sunday. I call him.
Right.
What up, bro? How you feeling? You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard from you. So that in my head, if I ain't heard from you,
yeah,
I'm thinking hangover. I'm thinking
something happened.
Project X. I'm thinking that's me. This is Antonio taking, bro. Because that's the parties that I be at. It's I don't even know my phone at no more, right?
Right.
It died. Right. Crazy night. That's what I'm thinking. Talk to me nice. What up, bro? Yeah, man, I had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? I went to the party. You know what I'm saying? We good. Okay. Did you dance? Yeah, I danced a little bit, but blah, blah, blah. Okay. All right. Man, how was you in the date, bro? You know what I'm saying? Talk to me nice about that.
Uh-oh.
What you mean? Oh.
What he did, man?
So I get to the party. And guess what, Tonio? I said, what? She didn't show up? That's what I'm thinking. She didn't show
up.
Yeah. No, she showed up. I said, okay.
Oh,
she was with some other dude.
Oh, no. Oh, that's dirty. I said,
what you mean she was with some other dude? Yeah, she ended up with some other dude. I said, okay. So now I need to see how you handle this. This your first time dealing with this. I need
how
to
did you handle
see it? How your mind frame is at. What's up?
Right.
How'd you handle this? I went up to her and said, "What's going on?" I said, "Okay, all right." I like, hey, address the issue. I like it. Don't hide from it. Address it. Cool. She said, "I just decided to go with somebody else." So I said, "What'd you say to the dude? Do you know the dude?" Yeah, I know him. I said, so what'd he say?
Bro.
Yeah, man, she just asked me to go. I didn't know she was going with you. So, you know, I showed up and I said, okay. All right. So it's not your fault. It's not the dude's fault, right?
Yeah.
It's her fault. Cool. All right. She tripping, bro. Cool, man. So what you do with the flowers? I still gave them to her. I said, bro.
Oh. Yeah. I can't. I mean,
he's not wrong.
I got you. Yeah,
that
would
never hold on. A Square Podcast. We've been family for almost 5 years. Cornbread would have never in life done that. Ever. Can't do it, bro. But other than that little incident, he said he had a good time. He danced and stuff like that. But I'm like, dang, my man had to go through that. But that's cool.
Hey, learning experience.
Learn it now.
Do it now.
So his sophomore year, he know how to. He might have 3 or 4 of them things. Like, there hey, what if they cancel, cool, I'm good. So So I'm going to have to talk with him later. But, yeah, that was his first homecoming experience, man. So we love to hear y'all homecoming experiences out there from the A-Square Podcast. Let us know, man. But I just have to get that off, man. I was happy for my guy, man, but he has some adversity out there. What you think about that, DJ?
Hey, man. I think the most important thing is that he followed through with everything, and he even though he was nervous, he still went through everything. It didn't work out. Probably was upset. He handled it the right way. I mean, no, I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't have gave her flowers. You won't give you flowers for you to go hang out with this dude. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But I get it. He's young, but it's all about the learning experience, bro. That's what it's all about. So
it is. Shout out to my guy.
I'm proud of him.
Me too, man. Yeah. He was coachable through the whole time. He listened. Yeah. Man, I appreciate it. So now I got to work early with him with prom. So we gonna get him. I'm going to follow up with y'all on prom, bro, whenever it gets to that point, man. So
no doubt. So speaking on rejection.
Okay.
And all that.
Is this the 5 minutes?
No.
Ah, okay.
Bro, get off the timer, bro. Why?
I was about to time it.
No,
I told the listeners I'm going to start timing. I got y'all.
Don't do it. So they always say like the NBA is, it's like a fraternity of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like the NFL's a fraternity of guys. You know, people know what's going on. You got, you know, the NFL wives know a lot of each other. Some of the NBA wives know a lot of each other. Things that happen in the league, they know about it, whatever. But I found this little story, Antonio.
Okay.
And I said, hey, it's a couple names in here that Antonio need to hear.
Well, no, it's not.
It's some going. It's
definitely not.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA is a wild place.
Okay.
Get ready for some serious drama, because I've got a scandal involving not one, but two players from the same team. Barboza, who played with the legendary Steve Nash as a teammate at the Phoenix Suns, had a little something-something going on with none other than Nash's wife, Alejandra Amaria. Talk about crossing some serious boundaries, right? Well, it gets crazier, because just a day after Alejandra gave birth, Nash filed for divorce. And the reason behind it? Nash believed that the baby was not his, but Barboza's. Ouch! Because the baby comes into the world and guess what? It's black! And trust me, that's not the worst part. Because after getting a DNA test done on the baby, Steve found out that even Barboza wasn't the father. Instead, turns out Jason Richardson, another one of his teammates, was actually the father.
Big Rich.
Hey, Magic. Listen. It ain't even just, I stopped it there, but that ain't it. Well, Eva Longoria and Tony Parker had some things going on with some other people. Dog, Shaq. It's an ugly place. Oh, Shaq.
Yeah.
But this snitching, I guess. Is this snitching? If his news is out there, is this snitching?
Hey, man.
So I found that to be very interesting, especially when you just having kids though, bro, like that's wild. Like you got to know that these stories are going to come out. And I'll give the NBA this. They were pretty good at keeping a lot of that stuff in the tuck. I will definitely say that. However their PR stuff is or whatever it is, like even when Nash and, you know, his wife divorced and all that stuff, we didn't really hear about it. You know what I mean? Like it was just, you know, differences or whatever the case may be, but the spectacle of everything never came out. And so it's a long, y'all can do your research, do your Googles, man, but the NFL, same thing, bro. It can get even uglier over there in the NFL. So, hey, hide your kids and hide your wives, bro.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know. That sucks, man. Because like, these are your people you work with, bro.
Teammates, so, like,
why would you not bring your family around? Right.
That's like, a fact. Because
they got kids and you want your kids to grow up. The wives, hey, we on a long road trip. Now you have another wife or whoever that you can hang out with, and so you won't feel lonely. You know what I'm saying? Feel like I'm abandoning you or something like that. Like, why would you not? Because we do that in the workplace now.
That's
so
a fact.
It's not an anomaly that this is happening, but it's like, come on, bro. Where are the boundaries at, bro? Like, where is the stop at, man?
Speaking of boundaries, let me, I don't know if you've seen, Nia Long responded to the alleged affairee. Mm-mm. The girl was doing a podcast or something, and she was talking about love and talking about real life and family and so on and so forth. And the clip was circulating around the internet. Didn't have nothing. I mean, it really didn't have anything to do with Nia Long. But Nia Long wanted to go ahead and hit the comment. She said, where was that energy when you was having an affair?
So we do know who the girl is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is it? I don't remember. It came out.
I guess it was just a black lady.
Damn.
I don't even know what she do a podcast. She do what she doing, what we doing, bro.
Damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. She just said, where was that compassion? You know what I'm saying? When that happens. So I just find it really funny how, you know, people can be so hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? And then put their stuff out on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's the wild part. So hey, it's all wild out here, man. Like I said, man, hide your kids and hide your wives, bro.
Yeah, the internet be interneting, man.
You want to jump on sports real quick?
Yeah, man. I was about to say, man, go Colts first off. Go Illinois State first off. Second off.
I got you.
Your team. We just talked about this. Your team got them paws put on them. All these Colorado fake fans, bro. Now they play USC. So I need to see all these people who are fans of Colorado.
I want to speak on that. I'm glad you brought this up because I've thought about this from last pod.
Yep. So from last podcast, I said I have no problem with people who are Colorado fans, right?
Right.
If you've been rocking with them from day one, if you've been in Colorado, if your family went there, you went there, all these natural Colorado fans, I mess with them. I do not mess with the people who have a favorite team and they talk about Colorado more than their favorite team. I do not mess with those people.
Gotcha.
So now I'm saying that they just got them paws put on them.
Right.
Now they play the number four team in the country as well this weekend. So if they take back-to-back losses, I need to see the same hype, the same attendance, all these same people who said they're Colorado fans. I need to see it. Because if not, that's the people that I'm talking to. But go ahead, DJ.
All right, so I wanted to say this. I think what you're missing from all of this is that I agree with you when it comes to. I'll give you an example. I'm a Laker fan. I've been a Laker fan. That's just been my team since day one. It just is what it is. I have that issue when LeBron fans come over and be like, "Man, I've been a Laker fan all my life. I've been this and that." I'm like, "Bro, no, you was talking about Miami. You was talking about Cleveland. You talking about everything else. That you just say you're a LeBron fan. I would have respect for that. That's cool. I think what you're missing from this is that these people aren't saying that they're fans. I think that they're just like me. I'm supporting Deion Sanders. I don't care if he goes and coaches Morgan State University. I believe in him. I believe in like his word, his guidance, his commitment. You know what I'm saying? I believe in all that stuff. So I'm a supporter of him. And I believe that the majority of these people who are making the post and saying, "Go Colorado, go Colorado," I don't think that they're fans of actual Colorado. I don't think that they're those fans. I think that they're fans of him. I think they want to see him win. And I think that's where the misunderstanding comes from, because it can easily look like you're just jumping on a bandwagon of a team that's winning. But we also have to be clear here. They've been trash. Colorado has been a laughingstock of the NCAA for many years. They won one game last year. We are excited as Deion fans, as culture fans. You see what he's done by coming in and focusing on the transfer portal when everybody, all the other coaches is like, "No, we're going to stick to this and that this is going to be bad and this is going to be bad." But he was able to land 4- and 5-star recruits, and then they start ishing on him. We saw that from the beginning. They ished on him when he was Jackson State. Then they ished on him as soon as he came over there, said he wasn't going to get a win, said that he was probably cheating to get players. So all of those things were against him from the beginning, and I think the support came way before the season, is what I'm saying. So the fact that they went 1-2 and won the games and whatnot, I think the excitement of that, it's like, yes, they can do it. They can. I think we all looked at us real sports fans, right? I think we all looked at the schedule. I think every sports commentator in all ESPN, on Fox and everything said, "Hey, they're probably going to lose this first game, but they can get Colorado State." Well, they won the first game against the former national championship contending team. Then they won the next game. They're like, "Oh, shit." So they do have some big guys out there that can play. So it's like, that is where the excitement is coming from. And I think that's what a lot of people are missing.
So, and maybe that was my fault on not being clear on my stance. I'm not against rooting.
Right.
For a person or a team. I'm cool with that. But I'm a loyalist.
Right.
Randy Moss has been my favorite player since I was a little kid. My man could go coach any team in the country. I'm still Illinois State.
Yeah, of course.
So this is what I'm saying. I'm representing the Colts in Illinois State from day one of this podcast until the end of this podcast.
Right.
There's people out there who don't do that. Those are the people that I'm addressing.
Those are the people that you're
addressing. Those are the people that I'm addressing.
I got you. So did you have an issue with when The Rock came, sat down CBS.
I do.
And he put
he's
the jersey
from,
out
he
there.
Played
in
Miami.
So he can't be a supporter of Deion's team, bro?
No. He can, once again. He can support. But have you seen him at a Miami game this year?
I don't know.
Have you seen him at a Miami game last year?
Bro, I have no idea.
That's my point. When's the last time you heard him say, "Go Canes"?
Well, I do hear him say that, though.
When?
Pull it up. Follow him on IG, bro. I do follow him on IG. And when he be working out,
right?
He definitely has the U back there. And he does say, "Go Canes." He does say that.
Your job
for the next week is to find the clip.
It's almost basketball season.
That's
bro.
My point then.
I can't do it.
I can't do it, bro. I can't accept that. I can't accept it.
I get what you're saying. Respect. I feel differently about this than I do other situations.
That, correct. And you also went to Illinois State, but you're not loyal to one part, so you get to pick and choose. I'm not holding you to that. I'm saying these people who had, because I don't want to use the real life example.
It would be like this. It would be like me being, I'm a Laker fan, and that's just what it is, right?
Right.
But I also love Kevin Garnett.
Right.
Kevin Garnett used to be one of my favorite players. I wouldn't wear a Celtics jersey, but I will never
but
wear a Celtics
not?
Jersey.
Why not? That's what everybody's doing. Why not?
No,
supporting Kevin Garnett. Why not?
I'm gonna wear a Garnett Laker jersey, bro. That's what I'm gonna wear.
Those are the people that I'm talking to.
I get what you're saying.
I'm an alum of Illinois State. I donate to Illinois State.
I ain't giving
1 cent to Colorado, and this has nothing to do with Colorado.
You gotta
give, and that's why
we're giving
it to Deion.
Deion.
I'm not giving nothing to Deion. Unless Deion, coach at Illinois State, that's what he's going to get my support. I can't do it.
Turnaround.
You fact. But I can't do it. And that's why it has nothing to do with Colorado, has nothing to do with Deion Sanders. It has to do with these fans who are going back. No, represent your team. Because you can't tell me all these people would have showed up if they would have lost those first two games.
I agree. But to an extent, I agree. Because I do believe that his draw, you know, and people it's more or less like this, Antonio. This is the energy that I felt. First, it was Nick Saban that said something about, you know, Deion way before the season.
That went viral.
And that's his boy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Commercials and everything together.
Yeah, and then you had a bunch of other coaches come out and say stuff. And I think we as a culture, like especially us black people, bro, when we start seeing stuff like that, I feel like we ready to jump in. Like it's kind of that's kind of how I feel. So I feel like a lot of people came to his defense because we kind of feel it coming. We feel like something is going to happen at some point. Somebody going to say something. Somebody's going to, you know, try to get him messed up. Oh yeah, he recruited this player illegally. Like we have that energy. Like we can feel that it's like all eyes is on them, and certain people don't like that. So I'm rooting for him. But like you said, I don't have that favorite team. You know what I'm saying? But it's across all sports.
It's not college. I'm just talking about all sports. If your favorite team is the Patriots, you shouldn't be rooting for the Colts.
That's a fact.
No matter if Peyton Manning come back and coach, like, no, stay on your side. That's the people that I respect, the good and bad. I don't want to hear that you had a favorite team in middle school, a favorite team in high school, a favorite team in college, favorite team in his adulthood, and now you raising your kid as another favorite. No, I don't respect that.
Keep the same energy.
Good and bad.
Even if you are rooting for him, you're like, hey, respect him.
I wanted Colorado to go undefeated.
But all these people flying across the country.
But I ain't
going to
never get on here and say, go Buffs. Go Ill State till I die. I don't care.
Hey, these people flying across the earth, bro.
Lil Wayne is at every game. I ain't never seen it, bro. But he just was.
But, hey, bro. Now the Packers is his team, though. You got to know that.
The
as
Packers,
a Wayne fan,
that has
you know
to do
that.
With Colorado.
Yeah.
He in the locker room and do like,
yeah,
come on, bro.
What you mean?
This shit is it, bro. Stop it. Stop it.
I think you tripping, bro. I think you tripping a little bit.
I mean, hey, I could be the anomaly. I'm cool with that is what I'm saying.
I got you.
But I hold everybody to the same standard, though.
I got you.
Hey, it is what it is. But that was it, though.
That's it, man.
Clarity.
All right, for clarity. Let me get some clarity.
Yeah, go ahead, dog.
All right. Don't press no button, bro.
Here we go, bro. To y'all out there, this is 5 minutes.
It's not even going to be 5 minutes. It's going to be quick.
You do what you want. But
I only got a couple quick things real quick. All right, here we go. I truly hate you for this. Here we go. Robin Thicke. You got to holler at me, bro. You had it all. You had the songs, the production. We gave you... TV shows on with Kevin Hart, all this stuff, bro. He had one job, Antonio, one job, and that was to surpass John B. You got the same, you took the same look, you took the same velvet blazer, you did the same, you did it all, you did the same stuff where you had the blueprint. Antonio, he had the blueprint. Couldn't do it, bro. You gotta get canceled. He's canceled. You made an album singing to Paula. You out of here, bro. You out of here, bro. You speaking to keep the same energy? I always keep the same energy, just like I said about certain music people. I Trey Songz, I called everybody out, right? Bryson Tiller and Jacquees. Y'all gotta come out at me too, bro. Cause y'all got some hits out there. But ain't none of that shit your own. I don't see it. Ain't none of that shit your own. Your shit is mid. You feel me? Mad mid. I'm going to need y'all to stop remixing songs and put your own song out, bro. I'm over the whole, you know, okay, yeah, you got this feature. You sound amazing. The voices are amazing. We know that. But if Bryson Tiller and Jacquees don't release some stuff that is just their own, I don't want to hear nothing else, bro. After that, bro, I'm done for the day. I told you I was going to keep it light. I told you I was going to keep it light today.
Three more minutes to the listeners out there.
Hey.
Can I ask one question on top of that, though?
Please do.
If you're holding people to this standard.
Yeah.
Where's Andre 3000 at in this standard?
He retired. What you mean? Andre 3000 is retired. He never put out an album.
That's
he
my got the point.
So it's. He got nothing to do. He is a feature man. That's it. Greatest feature, greatest rapper. He's in top five.
He's not the greatest. See, this is what I'm talking. Keep the same, bro. This, see, these are the people that I'm talking to right here on the
you
podcast.
You right though. You
it's
right.
This dude right here, bro.
I gotta.
This man
gotta
has
to
not dropped one album,
fact.
Solo album
fact.
Ever in
you're
life.
Right. You're right. You're
he
right.
Sneaks out every 4 years and drops a verse, and you tell me
that's
he's
true.
A top five rapper?
That's true. That's
come
true.
On, bro. Stop the cap, bro. I just have to make sure that the rules are the same, bro.
I'm just glad that Eminem is not in your top five anymore.
No. That's he's still top five. He just has to move down. He is.
No, he's not.
He is. He's still top five. Come on, bro. Disrespect,
we'll get into
man.
That. We'll get into that and J. Cole crying more music. I hope that J. Cole comes out with more music. But yeah, that was the end of my my little cancellation
right.
segment.
He has a minute 52 left, y'all. All right.
I ain't got no
I'm
more, man.
It. I know, I'm stopping
I ain't got
it.
No more. That's it. Right, so what you now. Think about this whole 70 points? Let's just talk about it briefly. Obviously, if you're living under a rock, even if you're not a sports fan, you have to hear about this. Denver versus Miami. Miami scores 70 points. Denver puts on 20. Next cancellation segment. If they don't do anything this week, it's going to be up for Russell Wilson. And I'm using all 5 minutes. All 5 minutes next week, bro. What's your thoughts on the game? What's your thought? Did they run it up? Do you think what do you really
watch the game?
How you
so
really
I'll give my
feel?
Take on it. You okay. said what I want you to be. I'm confused on Russell Wilson. You said if they lose, you're going to use your 5 minutes on him next
all
week?
All next week.
Okay. That's I just all didn't.
I'm pre letting people know.
And
I'm using all
they're
5 minutes.
They're 0-3 and they're playing a team that's 0-3.
Okay.
So
they got that's what I'm saying.
There's
ain't
no
excuses.
Ain't no excuses. They're playing the Bears. There's no excuses,
and you,
right?
Yeah, damn sure ain't no excuses.
There's no excuses
the Bears,
for them to lose, especially no with Russell Wilson. Not to if bro. They better, if they lose, Russell Wilson better put up 7 of them things.
Bro.
But I got you. All right, cool. My take on the Broncos and Dolphins, 70-20 score. I watched the game. If I wouldn't have watched the game, I would have thought they tried to run up the score. It's disrespectful. People should have been fighting. That's what it should have been the highlights because y'all put them paws on me. I got to fight somebody.
Something.
It is what it is. Somebody, yeah. They got to dock my check or I get suspended.
Yeah.
That's me not watching the game. I watched the game, DJ. They said, I'm handing the ball off to waste time. Said, hi. My man ran 80 yards. All right. They kick off. They fumble. All right. I'm handing the ball off. My man run 30 yards. Touchdown. They kick the ball off, come down Denver. Russell Wilson throws a pick.
I'm handing the ball off to waste time, Broncos. My man runs 60 yards. Now, at this point, y'all ass, bro. At this point, your ass. I'm keep running it up. I don't even know because they have to look it up. I'm like,
they
bro,
needed
I ain't
three
never
more
seen
points.
It. I ain't never seen you getting 69. This is this is Madden.
This
stuff,
is football. This right? is this is NFL. This is not
this
high,
is,
high school.
This is not right. This is not football. NFL football.
Yes,
they say because they had to look it up. Uh-oh, they're getting close. The most points in NFL history is 72 points. They have 70 and have the ball. You better kick that field goal. This is what you better get in the record books. Get in the record books, bro. Kick that field goal. And they nailed it. So now that's this. I mean, that's respect to your you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, that's mercy. But you showed them mercy for the first the last two quarters and they couldn't stop it. Kick that field goal, get in the record books, because that's the stuff that we always remember. That's a trivia that's question. You know what I'm saying? Who scored the most points ever in history and all the other stuff? That's what you want to get into, not who scored the second most. Ain't nobody going to remember that.
But
get
I think in the record books, his man. Response, so that's how I feel. His response to it was, it's karma. It was the response. It's, you know, his response to that was, and we would have definitely been talking about that in the same conversation if, let's say they went to the Super Bowl, right? Let's say they went to the Super Bowl. We'd be putting them, and they lost. We would be putting them in the same category as the, 2016 Warriors when they was up 3-1? You know what I'm saying? Like, you up 3-1.
So you're
going to run the score up, and then you make it all the way to the Super Bowl, and all you have to do is just kneel it. Like you said, everything was perfect in that game. They didn't try to run it up, right?
Right, they didn't.
But at the very end of the game, they said, you know what, let's just go for these last little. I can see that being some karma being in there.
That's a phenomenal example.
Okay.
Who is the number one team that has the best record in NBA history?
The Warriors.
Thank you. And they lost that year.
Yeah. So it don't even matter.
So that's
it's
what
trash.
We should be saying. But that should be the tagline, though. Every time you Google who had the best record in NBA history, the Warriors are coming up.
That's a fact.
So now every
but
time.
But now we clown now, them. Say,
but
now
but,
we
but
clown
what I'm saying
them.
Is, but I don't. I mean, I clown them the 3-1, not their record.
Yeah, but I think we clown that team. Like,
so
bro,
what if Miami make it to the Super Bowl and lose now? So now just, they don't have a record.
Did you have that same energy when the Patriots won? Went undefeated and lost to Eli Manning in the Giants. Did you have the same energy?
Same energy about what? I
same
be...
energy. It's like they went 16 and 17.
Yeah, but they lost. They didn't beat Miami.
So we don't give. We don't care about the score. That's what I'm saying.
No, no,
or
no.
The score,
I'm talking
the
about
record.
The record.
We don't care about the 16-0.
I do. No, I care about the 72 Dolphins who went undefeated. That's who I care about.
And so, all right, okay.
That's
right.
My point. I care about the record. Saying.
Okay.
They didn't get a record, and now what if they lose the Super Bowl? Now they didn't get nothing.
You ain't get the record?
That's why I said the Warriors is a great example, because at least they have a record. They lost, but they still got a record, bro. Kick that.
They going to have
ball,
a record.
Bro.
Tariq Hill going to have a record.
We'll see.
He getting 2,000 this year.
You're right.
He definitely getting 2,000.
But we'll see. Hey, my fantasy football 3-0, talk to me nice.
Now, whatever, bro.
Yeah.
Here's what I hate about our league, bro. I hate this, and I'll end on this. What makes me mad about our league is, or fantasy in general, give me the 90 full minutes that you said that these people was going to play or not play. Give me that full 90 minutes. Do not give me 30 minutes, bro. Or don't tell me, oh, he is playing at 12:58. Now I'm fumbling my hand trying to get a guy in, and I couldn't get him in time. And now I'm like, all right, well, at least I got one of the two in. And then one is ass, and the other one ran for 1 million yards, bro.
2 million.
I need these people. I need them to say, hey, I need the 24-hour cancellation, bro. If you can't tell us if you're playing within 24, don't get on the field. I'm going to test it out. No, bro. Either you loose, fit, and ready to go, pause, or not, bro. That's it. That's all I got.
I'm out. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Hey, we naming this episode Homecoming, man. Shout out to my little brother.
No doubt.
Man.
All day, bro.
Other than that, man, that's it, bro. I'm a crazy weekend, man. You got anything planned?
Actually, this weekend is light work, man. I'm going to be chilling because the following week, you know, obviously we'll be working together. And then right after that, Illinois homecoming. So we'll see, you know, how all that plays out. But yeah, man, I'm excited for what's coming up, though, for sure.
Like it, man. Like it, man.
Yeah. So no doubt. Listen, y'all, hit us up. A-SquarePodcast.com, A-SquarePodcast10, A-SquarePod10. And hit us up. Let us know your guys' thoughts. Click subscribe and all that good stuff. You know we like to get all that out at the end. I am DJ A-Ron across the board. Tonio,
let them know your socials. Cornbread 1016 and then Cornbread Movie Review, man. I'm going to drop some reviews this week, too. So.
Oh, and one last thing. One last thing to my black folks out there. Because I text you this week. Hey, any Oscars that's coming up, any of these Grammys that's coming up, when we know that there's a Grammy coming up or there's an Oscar coming up, do research if you're going to watch these shows. Because the last thing that I want to happen again, and that's people get upset and be like, Black Panther should have won the award. How did she not get this award? How did she not get that award? I bring that up because that movie, The Whale, deserved the awards that it got. Brandon Fraser played his ass off in that movie.
But what I'm saying is
there's so many people that was like, what is The Whale? What is that? We got to watch these movies, bro.
We have to watch these movies.
It was.
The Whale's crack.
Absolutely was.
What is it? Women Talking is crack. I don't know. You know me, bro. I have the whole list. What I be watching? So,
I know.
Oh, bro. Come on, man. Yeah, you got to. If you're going to give your opinion, at least see the other side and then give your opinion. You can't just take your feelings out of it. Yeah. Take your feelings.
That's the hard part for people. They can't.
I'm with you.
They can't. And I won't take my feelings off Colorado and them Buffs, baby. Go Buffs all day, every day, bro.
Yeah, I love y'all. A Square Podcast. I love y'all.
A Square Podcast, y'all. We out of here. Peace.